You're listening to Nashville Public Radio. I'm Jason Moon Wilkins. After an eventful election season, the Tennessee State Legislature is back. The General Assembly opens its two-year session this week. There aren't a lot of new people in the hallways, but our State House correspondent Chas Sisk is here to tell us why this will be one of the most unpredictable sessions in years. Hi, Chas.
Hi, Jason.
So let's start with the basics. What is the difference in this year's session?
Well, like you said, you do still have a Republican supermajority in both chambers. Only 7 of the state House of Representatives' 99 members are new, and there's just one new state senator, and he's actually a former member of the House. But everything else is going to be different. One of the big changes is that Lieutenant Governor Ron Ramsey is gone. He has been the leader of the state Senate for the last decade and was actually very instrumental in recruiting a lot of the people who are in the Senate today. You've also got Governor Haslam, who's starting the end of his administration. The last 2 years of a governor's term can be a time where sometimes he finds it difficult to get things done. And then finally, you've got Donald Trump coming in as president, and that's going to have an impact on everything.
So Donald Trump, obviously the master of the headline nationally, how will his administration and everything going on in Washington filter down to Tennessee?
Well, I mean, if we've learned anything about Trump, it's that he's unpredictable. But it does seem like it's going to be a whole new ballgame in terms of how the state works with the federal government. Starting with the Affordable Care Act, this is the first order of business for people in Washington. They're promising to repeal the Affordable Care Act and replace it with something terrific, as Trump says. What that is still taking shape, but a lot of state lawmakers in Tennessee are hoping that it's going to include block grants. These are basically money given to the states without a lot of strings attached to achieve certain objectives, like lowering the uninsured. A lot of lawmakers have wanted this for a while. It seemed like a pipe dream, but but Trump and the new head of the Department of Health and Human Services are saying it's something that they should explore. But I think most importantly is there's going to be a change in the politics of how the state legislature deals with the federal government, because now they're all in the same party.
So they're not all in the same party. There are still some Democrats in the Tennessee legislature. Do you feel that they are going to back off now that they are smaller in numbers and no longer have the presidency?
Just the opposite. They say they're going to put up a vigorous fight. You know, but the thing is that's what we do usually hear that from them. And the problem is that it hasn't translated into many victories. And I don't mean just at the Tennessee state capitol. If you look across the country, since President Obama became president in 2008, Democrats have lost 900 seats in state legislatures. There's been a lot of focus on the cities and winning those races. There's been a lot of focus on winning at the national level, the presidency, Congress. There has not been as much of a focus on state-level politics. Some of the party's national leaders are saying that that's going to change in the future. It might be a while, though, before all that really filters down and changes the dynamic at the Tennessee state legislature.
Well, thank you, Chas.
My pleasure.
Chas Sisk is WPLN state capitol correspondent. He'll be here most weeks during the session offering analysis.